Now, the Obama administration's assassination rulebook is ready for approval. The manual codifies and institutionalizes U.S. assassination drone strikes in different countries except in Pakistan. Based on the rulebook, the CIA will continue with its current no-holds-barred strategy of targeted killings in Pakistan for another year. Officials have claimed the reason behind the decision is that the current strategy has weakened pro-Taliban militants in Pakistan. Despite those claims, figures have shown most victims of such attacks are civilians. The UN has called the U.S. operations illegal and has demanded an end to them. Washington uses its unmanned aircraft to conduct raids in several other Muslim countries, including Afghanistan, Yemen, and Somalia. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Agha Murtaza Puya, who is the Secretary General of the Awami Islami Mahaz, who is joining us now from Islamabad. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us now. How do you react to this, if I may call it, special treatment that Pakistan will receive?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I think the U.S. is just sending up flares that they will continue with their drone attacks after they have taken a decision to quit Afghanistan by the middle of June. I think this is just a flare and it's a cover-up only because they want to cover their backs. They feel that if they continue with the drone attacks, they will be leaving a strong message to the people whom they are fighting down there, and that they should not be chasing them after they decide to leave. So I think it's just a flare-up only and nothing else. The U.S. has basically decided to leave the region. She should not have been there in the first place. And the whole cover-up of trying to be in Afghanistan and trying to fight a phony war on terror, I think, is coming to an end. And with the new appointments that have been made in the Ministry of Defense in the U.S., the new Hagel, he is an absolute Hezbollah. And he has decided not only to quit Afghanistan, he's also decided that they would no more, they are not going to support the Zionist regime operating in Palestine. So there's a major metamorphosis in the U.S. policy towards the region. And I think these are just cover-ups. And they are waiting for a change of government in Pakistan, a government which will be more serious in combating the war on terror, so-called war on terror. And I think in the next few months, less than 6 months' time, we will be seeing a much better government in place in Pakistan rather than this government, current government, which is acquiescing to every demand of the U.S. And despite the fact that it violates our sovereignty, and they continue. But they are so weak, the government is so weak, the parliament is so third class, that they can't prevent the war on terror continuing and these drone attacks. But the sad part is that the U.S. always ends up damaging her friends more than the enemies, because when a sovereignty of a country is violated, it gives it little choice to act on its own. But I think in the next 3-4 months, we are going to see changes in government in Pakistan. A better government is going to be in place, a more determined government who will stand up to the U.S. and say enough is enough.
Sir, are you really confident about that, though, going forward, considering the CIA has said it has another year to continue its drone strikes in Pakistan?
Well, the CIA can say what it wants. These are all cover stories and decoys. They have decided this basically to quit Afghanistan. They have decided to quit Pakistan also. So they will not be. They were never offered any hospitality here, and they continue to violate our sovereignty, much to the detriment of the friends whom they installed in Pakistan. Much to the detriment. But any case, this is just a cover-up only. And this is just to send a message to the so-called people whom they have been fighting in this war on terror, that please don't chase us if we leave Pakistan.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Agha Murtaza Puya, Secretary General of the Awami Islami Mahaz, speaking to us live from Islamabad. Sir, as always, we appreciate your insight here on Press TV.
Thank you so much.